from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mark Grody with Bernstein and Holmes.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
Mark Grody is on Twitter at Grody Sports. The 670 The Score Bears reporter brings us his Bears report on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today.
Hey, Groats, how are you?
Hi, guys. I just saw Caleb Williams crash over a tackling dummy, so he's all toughed up for the day today.
Are they here in pads?
They are, yes. As a matter of fact, they are in pads today. It's everything's very light. Everything feels toned down out. It's always weird, like, after a full stack of fans and full pads, and things are very quiet today. But they are in full pads. They're just going through their individual drills right now. Quarterbacks all lining up, flinging to the wide receivers right now. Just saw Swift catch a ball out of the backfield. Probably shouldn't surprise you necessarily to hear that I'm seeing Nate Davis all the way over in the over by the bikes. He's not out here working out right now. But the rest of the Bears are here on this eve of game number one in Canton, Ohio, tomorrow night, Bears and Houston.
Including DJ Moore.
Including DJ Moore, who we will actually get a chance to talk to today. He was requested, and I think that DJ Moore will be very, very happy to talk to us today. I mean, this is, I don't know that DJ Moore ever desired being traded out of Carolina necessarily, but it sure feels like life has worked out for him, you know, with, you know, nearly 1,400 yards last year on a mostly bad Bears team. And the Bears are doing business differently. And they took care of DJ Moore, who just ran a route into the end zone, staring at him right now about 10 yards away from me as we speak.
That's good news. That is really good news. Groats, hang on a second. I want you to take a listen to something. So Dan, remember how when we were talking with Mark Grody a couple of days ago, that things kind of went crazy and the lawnmower was going on, and then we had him pass the phone to Herb Howard?
Yes.
So I got a text message from Herb Howard, and it was a voice text, and I was like, oh, this is probably just like a butt dial, mm-hmm. like, you know, and then I listened to it, and it wasn't a butt dial. It was the ballad of Mark Grody. Take a listen.
Man, I wish I could have heard y'all when I got jumped on the phone to say what's up when Grody was on the phone with y'all. I wish y'all could have seen the visual that went with the audio of what was happening live on the air. It was absolutely hilarious. I'm walking over towards the field. I'm listening to y'all in my ear as I'm walking towards the field. I can see Grody up ahead of me, and I know he's on with y'all, right? Out of nowhere, this big riding lawnmower, just this huge lawnmower, the type you would expect to be up here at Havas to cut all this grass, comes over towards Grody, and it's loud. And Grody's trying to walk away from it, and he's walking away from it. The lawnmower goes past, it's loud for a second, but then Grody thinks he's in the clear. I can still see both of them up ahead of me, though. The lawnmower circles back around, and now Grody hears it again, and he's literally trying to run away from this lawnmower. He's literally, like, jogging away from this lawnmower, but he can't because now the lawnmower is basically doing donuts around Grody. He is trapped inside this noise. He cannot get away from it. I am dying laughing watching him go through this. And as I'm laughing, I hear Dan go, "Wait, are you running from a lawnmower?" And I'm like, "Yes, yes, that's exactly what's happening. He's freaking running from the lawnmower right now." Oh, my God. It was so, so funny. That's why I was laughing at him when I was walking up, because I just watched that whole thing play out. And I'm kind of listening to y'all, but I'm on that little delay. It was hilarious.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's almost like a mini documentary.
Yeah.
And the making of.
I love
Yes, Herb is the eyewitness. Maybe we could talk to some of the town, you know, the townspeople show up here every once in a while. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I saw him. He was trying to get away from that lawnmower, man. It was coming. It was blades out, man. He was rolling up on old Grody."
I love the visual of you being trapped in a concentric circle of the lawnmower man.
Yeah, well, I kept moving, and I thought my strategy, I thought, was sound. And, you know, I was walking quickly. I mean, you guys, I was like, man, the breath is picking up here. But then, like he was trying to, I mean, this was like, not like your average lawnmower here. This is state-of-the-art stuff. Like, they got some speed on these puppies.
Well, I want to know, though, who was driving, and was
this on purpose?
Were they in on the
bit? Yes.
Because that would be a riot if the person driving the lawnmower is like, "Watch this."
I would have a lot of respect. Now, I did not recognize, I know some of the grounds crew guys, I did not recognize him. He was a young man, looked to be in about his 20s or so. It was not the piped fellow.
Wasn't Joe Kraniak, no.
No, okay. No, he's awesome. It was not him. He's not a game player either. I don't picture him as like playing funny little reindeer games with Mark Grody of the Score. Now,
wow. Was he like Herb? Is the guy on the lawnmower a P1 listener to Bernstein and Holmes? And he was like, "I see Mark Grody right over there, and I'm going to surround him with a lawnmower."
Now, the guy riding the lawnmower did have a pair of thick headphones on. Now, that might have just been noise canceling because he does loud work, but I don't know. Maybe he did know. It's possible. But I did notice Herb. Herb was just beside himself laughing and pointing at me as he was coming up to me during that hit a couple of days ago. So I'm glad that somebody got to see what I was going through. I'm glad that somebody finally shows what I go through to bring you guys what I bring you.
It's very much appreciated, but I wanted to share with the audience something that I had in my own phone that spoke to the horror of what Mark Grody goes to bring the Bears reports your way. All right, so back to DJ Moore. What are the things that you think went into them saying, "You know what, he's got two more years left on his deal, but let's tear that up and get him a new deal done"?
Yeah, he's a number one wide receiver. I mean, that's the first thing. He's a legit number one wide receiver in the National Football League, and the Bears haven't had a whole hell of a lot of those throughout history. The Bears also said they want to start doing business differently. I mentioned that already. That's number two. Number three, again, this guy had 1,400 yards last year on a bad team, and he's young. You know, he's 27 years old, and this is like perfect time to get this done. I think you're going to get a ton out of it. Like, I feel like he's legitimately going to give you probably four really good years. So it's a totally and completely worthwhile move by the Bears. And it's also just a message to, if we continue to need to please Caleb Williams and send him strong messages, which I think is smart, assuming he turns out to be really good, you want to keep showing him what the Bears are doing and that they are invested in this and they're not playing. And I think that this move showed that Ryan Poles and the Bears, they ain't playing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I also like the idea that this is, if you want to look at it from like a front office standpoint, wide receiver money, clearly, if you look over the last 2 weeks, is getting wild. So why not pay DJ Moore now when it's cheaper than what it might be in next year?
100%. Absolutely. And hey, that's one of the good sides of this too, is DJ Moore knows that. He knows the number can be higher next year. Who knows what it'll look like in 2 years? So I think that it showed something on DJ Moore's part too. If you need more symbolism that the Bears organization is starting to do things correctly, you have a guy in DJ Moore who seems to be really happy here and really wants to be here. That was Dan Weider. And he wants to be here for obviously the 4 years. He is bought in, and you get a guy like that buying in, and that means a ton.
So pads for the starters today, are they planning, because they're not playing in the game, I imagine they're going to grind their absolute face off today.
I don't know, Dan. Like, I've been hearing whispers that this might be a shorter practice today. So we'll see. I mean, like, we have not gotten into any of the team periods as of yet, but being that they're in pads, I mean, we're going to find out. I mean, why not? I mean, I'm with you on that, but I mean, I don't know what their travel plans are for today. They just want to keep things neat, but it sounds like this might be a shorter practice than usual today, but we'll find out.
What's on the list of things, since there are no starters, that you're looking for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I definitely got some guys that I'm in. I mean, obviously, Tyson Bagent. Let's see what the improvement, if there is improvement in him from last year to this year, now that he's sort of fallen back into his place. And, you know, Brett Rypien, for that matter. I mean, technically, they have not named their backup QB2. I mean, on their depth chart it says Brett Rypien or Tyson Bagent. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Bagent. I think there's some receivers as well, like, that you're gonna hear, like names like Colin Johnson, who for the last couple of years has stood out at times during these practices. Freddie Swain is another dude that's been pretty present in the second and third stringers. I think I mentioned Desimba Webster to you guys the other day. We'll see if he can make any more headway as well. So those are a few guys on offense that I'm thinking about. And then defensively, thank you, Micah Baskerville, the second-year linebacker.
He's really always good in the preseason, isn't he?
He is. He's one of those guys, man.
Yeah.
He made a couple of picks last year as well, and he has shown this year. So let's see what he does in this game. Who else? Austin Booker. Austin Booker, for sure. I cannot wait to see what he's got. You know, we've talked about him so much, and, you know, I've talked to you guys about him, you know, some people telling me that that have been in the NFL or covering the NFL for a long time, that he might be former player, that is, saying that he could be a redshirt. As a matter of fact, I do believe that was on the record. I think it was Brian Baldinger, who I had on after he was drafted, saying that that's a guy that's probably going to need a redshirt year, but full go in these preseason games. So I want to see what that looks like, that full action, because he's about as athletic as they get. So, you know, those are a few guys. I wonder, Noah Sewell is another guy. He's run hot and cold in this. You know, he was a guy that last year, the linebacker, I remember making a big deal out of the fact that there were some reps last year that he took away from Jack Sanborn. And a lot of us wondered, is Noah Sewell, are they pushing him to take over for Sanborn? And it felt like that, but that's not going to happen. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got for an encore this year. And then how about Zach Pickens? We haven't talked about him much this year because so much of the attention has gone to Jervon Dexter, you know, but this is another guy that's a third round pick. Third round picks are expected to contribute. He had a good preseason last year. Let's see if he could follow that up and then actually do some damage in the regular season as well.
Groats, appreciate it much. Thank you, sir.
Good luck, sir.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yes. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, watch out for yourself. That's Mark Grody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.